Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, hope you're doing well today. I'm just going to read the description here that I have on the page, just to let you know how the readings go, and just to let you know a little bit about myself. Today I'm doing free psychic mini readings for callers. First off, please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Click on the link in the description box. I give pretty reasonable prices. I could give you a reading for a reasonable price, and I have a sliding scale fee. You can pay as per minute. However, if you need to negotiate a price with me, please do so, and I will adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime. On today's show, I am taking callers for free mini readings, like I already said. Please limit your questions to only one per person, one question per person, no health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. My name is Christiana. Welcome to my show. A little bit about myself. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone is talking to me, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I am drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for the past about 11 years. I'm highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect, and sometimes, you know, things can be off. So I'm just being honest. I'm an empath as well, and I absorb feelings. I got distracted. I'm an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. On today's show, I'm asking that you pay with a PayPal account. One question is $5. Two questions is $10. Please make payment prior to the start of the show. And the link is in the description box. So I do prefer that you keep it to one question per person. But if you do pay the $10, I will let you ask more than one question, about probably like two questions. All right, everyone. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to go to the first caller. 951 area code. Hello? 951?
She was sitting there. I'm going to get fired. I can't do anything. I can't wrestle him down the ground. I mean, I had some mace. I could have sprayed him with mess mace. Could have sprayed his wife and wait for his kids to drive home. I mean, it'd take him maybe.
Hello? I'm not sure what's going on, but it didn't seem like you heard me. So I'll come back to you in a minute. 951, I'll come back to you in a minute after this caller. 229.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's calling and what is your question for me today?
My name is Melvin, and I just want to see, can I get a general from you?
Okay. One second. I am going to put my phone on speakerphone.
Okay.
Let me know if you can hear me all right. Can you hear me all right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm going to shuffle the cards real quick.
Okay, and 1 second. I got a new deck, so I have to look up the card really quick.
Okay.
Okay. So I pulled out of my crystal deck my crystal wisdom healing oracle deck. I pulled the amethyst. And this amethyst card is talking about inner peace. It says, a powerful protector, purifier, and natural tranquilizer. Amethyst calms the mind and balances extremes. Self-understanding. You have an addictive personality. Make a concerted effort to overcome such behavior or obsessions of any kind and avoid overindulgence. Balance work and play. You're prone to excess in both. Understanding hidden causes of compulsive actions brings peace. Hand your will over to your soul and allow your spirituality to flow. And then for divination, it says, release self-defeating programs. Do not rely on others. You create anything you set your mind to. Be shrewd in business dealings. Pay attention to your family. An honest verdict and success in court case are possible. Maintain your integrity and let the universe decide. Letting go of cravings, and it says letting go of cravings leads to inner freedom and creates well-being. So I don't know if that means anything to you.
I'm trying to grasp all of that together.
Yeah,
going through a lot.
Amethyst is and intuitively what I get from it is that it's a spiritual card and encouraging you to connect to spirit and like lean on them and pray and just trust that, you know, they'll get you through your problems. And spirit, you know, you can call them angels or guides.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Because I do pray a lot. And I do call them my angels. Because I'm going through a lot. So I was, you know, in a wreck, but trying to recover from it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that, you know, that can be difficult. And I've never been in a car wreck, so, but, you know, I can imagine that it would be hard to deal with that.
Yes, it really is. So, I just want to get back healthy, you know, so, I know you're not taking medical questions and stuff, so, I'm just going to leave it at that, but that's basically what, what really bothers me, the pain that I'm going through every day. And I don't like taking pain medication.
Yeah.
But
well, I did. Go ahead.
That's the only time, you know, when I get a little relief is, you know, when I do take it and ice down my back, my neck, my hips. So it's stressful. And it causes a lot of depression.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So it's okay. I know God will fix it for me. I know I'll be back at myself again. It's just the pain and the depression of it that's bothering me.
Yeah. Sometimes I think God doesn't always take away our problems, but I think he helps us to, like, cope and get through it. So
right.
I think, you know, I think if something brings you relief, then it's okay. I personally
right.
feel that it's okay. As long as you're not,
yeah.
you know, abusing it, the medication or whatever, if it helps
oh,
you,
no.
then, I mean, do what helps.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I wanted to mention.
I'm not with, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I wanted to mention that I did pull one more card for you, and it is the eagle card. It says
uh-huh.
Archangel Jophiel. It's the Archangel Jophiel card. It says a false sense of entrapment, being overly focused on material things, negative or fear-based thoughts. So your thoughts, your fear-based thoughts are kind of like trapping you in a box.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you gotta try to watch those thoughts and keep them in check. I know it's hard with depression because I deal with depression myself. So
yeah,
just make sure you take care of yourself.
Oh yeah, I am. The medication they do give me for pain is definitely being monitored by the doctors, and. It tells me to take a whole tablet, but only take a half a tablet if needed, because I know how addicted that people can become addicted to it. But I'm going to physical therapy, and the therapy that I'm going to is real intense, and that's where the pain come in at. And sometimes that, well, a lot, every night I can't sleep. Sometimes I have to sit up in the chair with some ice. Because this happened last year, October 31st, Halloween Day. And that's, you know, but I feel that, you know, my body is, it's healing, but it's going to take a long process. It's going to take a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, I think. If you, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, you can always reach me at my page. I do need to get to the next caller, but I do wish you well and hope that, you know, I'll pray for your healing.
I thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, 951 area code. Hello.
Hello, hello. Here I am. Well, I'm sending you my prayers, Melvin. Trying to drink a lot of alkaline water and eat some organic vegetables and eat sensibly. So sorry you're in pain. But, I wanted to see if I could get a general as well.
Okay. I'm doing crystal cards today, so...
okay.
I'm going to put you on
crystal
speaker for a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to shuffle with the cards real quick. Mm-hmm.
Will the cards fly all over the door?
No. All right, so let me know if you can hear me all right.
I can hear you fine. I took you off speaker, but I couldn't hear you, so I put you back on speaker.
Okay.
Am I clear now?
No, you're very, very clear.
Okay.
The speaker works good for me. Some people don't like the speaker.
Okay, so the stone I got for you, or the crystal I got for you, was flint, and it says portal power.
Wow.
Flint stabilizes energy and cuts through to the core of issues, clearing blockages and loosening ties. It opens portals to other worlds and hidden aspects of yourself. Self-understanding. You are a person with profound inner depth. Do not be afraid to explore this hidden side. It contains treasure beyond knowing. Together with attitudinal karma and repressed emotions affecting well-being, Flint connects you to your ancestors, a natural traveler. You know how to negotiate the shamanic underworld to obtain healing insights. Divination. Strengthen your boundaries. Cut through confusion to the core of the matter. Soul retrieval is necessary if you left any part of yourself in another life or an abusive childhood experience. An unwelcome visitor from the past can be left behind, but recognize lessons before you move on. Healing insight. Paying attention to energetic boundaries and core strength, cutting detrimental ties, and strengthening your connection to the planet maintains well-being. Frequency, earthy chakra, earth star and base, timing, Scorpio, soul path, safely exploring other worlds. Do you have like an active dream world? Like, do you remember your dream?
No, I have a very active dream. I've had some dreams. I wasn't dreaming. You know, I was on chemotherapy and I had that operation for a while. I've also had difficulty sleeping and stuff. I've taken some sleeping pills. I don't try to take the ones with melatonin in it. Your brain makes the melatonin, so if you take the melatonin, it signals for your brain not to make any more. So I take some good sleeping stuff, and I kind of wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't go back to sleep, but I've been going to bed early and kind of get a head start on it. But I've been getting some rest, and I feel very healed. But I have lots of very, very, had a dream that I was flying over the, I could see the rivers or dams and stuff. Very spiritual and all kinds of dreams. And I really think that I'm there when I'm dreaming. I think, wait, this is real. Had a dream. It's really, I think that I, because it's my spirit out there, it seems like I'm really actually, traveling to a different, dimension, like you say. The theme of the card is portal. And during dreams, I go to another portal. And that's a pretty nice deck of cards you got there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's pretty neat. Have you ever considered looking into shamanism?
Well, I'm born on the first of the month, which is the musician card. And, I've always kind of been a shaman, I think. I've done a lot of yoga and stuff. And I'm born the day of ironic insights, so I've always been, attracted to that kind of thing. I'd probably be getting more into that soon.
Okay. That's neat. It might even be helpful for you to meet with another shaman. can, like, you might need a soul retrieval. I suggest, like, researching that and seeing if that means anything to you. Like, Googling it, soul retrieval. That was your short reading for today. I hope that it...
Okay.
I hope
all
that
right,
it
well,
provided
thanks a lot,
some kind of insight or...
Insight, yeah. I really considered that aspect with the portal and everything. And yeah. All right, well, Swell, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 631. Did I take
your
call?
Oh, yeah. Hi, thanks for taking my phone call. My name is Suzanne. I'm working now, but I put a lot of applications out because I really want to leave my job. Do you see me getting anything in March, some calls this week for interviews or anything?
Okay. So you want to know if you're going to be getting a job in March?
A new job, yes.
A new job, okay. I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Just so I can shuffle my cards. One second. Okay. Okay. So, okay, so the first card, and this is my angel deck, so the first card I got was the Emperor, and Archangel Michael is on the card. It says, organization and logic, structure and discipline, leadership. Second card says life experience, Archangel Chamuel, or Chamuel. A significant life event, a powerful revelation that leads to change, time to spread your wings. And then the Wheel card with Archangel Michael again. A time of positive change, a situation suddenly moves forward, fortune is on your side. So, what I'm getting is that I'm feeling that the job you're going to get is going to be a little later than March. I don't really do time frames. That's not my specialty, but that's kind of, I just heard a little later.
Well, I can't wait too much longer than March because schools, I work for a school and school's in June, you know what I mean? Into June.
Well, it's not too far out from March. It's, you know, maybe a few weeks.
All right. Well, I'll pray for March.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I wasn't done giving you your reading, but that's okay, I guess. Okay, next caller, 626. 626.
Yeah, hi, Christiana. By the way, I sent in the $5, but I sent it through my checking account instead of PayPal. So I hope you get it.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, great. All right, my name is Genevieve, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. And I have one question. My friend Zita is 80 years old. She's running for president of our nonprofit. Will she win? I hope.
Okay. That's something I can ask my pendulum. Will she win? Yes or no?
Just a sec. It's saying no. Let's see. Let me draw a few cards. Okay, so my pendulum is saying no, but the card that I pulled is the Chariot card, and Archangel Metatron is on it. It's talking about an important achievement, self-discipline, and willpower, public recognition. So she might... I'm not sure what it would be, but something else, she's going to have, like, achievement in her life in a different area. So, but, yeah, it's going to, she will receive public recognition for it. So does this sound like anything you can... think of?
Well, I'm hoping. Yeah, I'm hoping it's winning president for the nonprofit, because the past two presidents have been taking money, spending it on themselves, and that's what we're trying to get her in there, so she could fix it, clean it up, and stop that.
Oh, my cards are talking about success. Brilliant new ideas that lead to success. But the pendulum is saying no to her winning that position. But let me, I want to let you know that the pendulum is kind of iffy. You know, sometimes it can be slightly off. So,
right.
And I know that's not very helpful. But, I just feel, I'm feeling like it's going to be, there's another area in her life that she will receive public recognition for this. And it's something that she's been doing a lot of personal work on, like personally, and I feel like it might be business related. Yeah, I wish I could tell you more.
Well, I'd rather go with the cards than the pendulum. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's more specific.
According to the cards, it looks like she will win. According to the cards.
Right.
So
the recognition.
Yeah. The public recognition. So... let's just go with the cards, because I think that sounds
sounds good.
Better.
Sounds good to me. All right, Christiana. Thank you so
All
very
right.
much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Yeah, sometimes I just can't always give the exact answer that you know people are looking for, but I'll try my best. Next caller, 111.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling, and what is your question for me today?
This is Lisa, and I'm calling from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all. Everything is going good.
Good.
I have a question. Okay, I have a question. I'm intuitive myself. And sometimes I call, try to call to very good, to get information. So I know I'm going to be moving. I'm looking for a new apartment, and something they're telling me about the fine print, like read the fine print. Let me know what you pick up on that, because I know I'm going to take the place, but the fine print, is it, for example, is the landlord going to explain it to me, or is he just trying to sell the apartment to me as well? Although I'm renting it, because I think he might be paid off, but it's like they give me the contract to the lease to sign, but there's something in fine print, and I just wanted to see if you pick anything up on that.
As far as what is in the fine print, I wouldn't know that, but
you wouldn't
automatically.
Okay.
I'm feeling like it's more
bad.
Of a business deal, and definitely I would, before you sign anything, know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
Mm.
Something feels off about him. So, like, he's probably not the most trustworthy person.
Really?
Are you going to pull some cards real quick?
Okay.
One second while I shuffle. Okay, so the cards are telling me that this is a little unrelated, but it's talking about a great sadness. It's saying, take time to heal the need to forgive yourself or others. That is the Three of Air. And then I got the Two of Air. Talking about being unable or unwilling to make a decision, a stalemate, pretending there is no problem. And then that is the Two of Air. And then the Ace of Air, brilliant new ideas and inspiration, seeing the truth of a situation, a challenging beginning. Hold on one second, Mom. Okay, so sorry for the interruption.
That's okay.
So that's just telling me that you're going to be cautious here, and rightfully so, because this guy is not very trustworthy. So, but you will see the truth of the situation, and it's going to be challenging for you, but it's, you know, let's see.
I take up on two apartments. I hope this is not the one with the older person. I take up on two. The first one I know I'm not going to take.
It's a man, right?
Yeah, it's a man, but is he, yeah. Well, I know it's a man.
Yeah, well, that's the one that I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to keep my... I might not even take it, but I'm just looking for one, and I'm glad that I did pick up fine print. So I'm going to skip that one altogether and just keep looking until I find the right one.
Okay. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Oh.
Okay, let's see. 267 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi, my name is Donna.
Hi. What is your question?
I was in a relationship and I just texted him today and he called me back. I missed his call. His name is Elgin. I just want to know, do you feel him reaching out to me relationship-wise?
Okay. One second.
Or does he still have feelings for me?
So you just want to know where this relationship is going to go, basically.
If it's going to go anywhere again, or if he would like it to go anywhere again. I haven't talked to him for a while.
It looks like, you know, there's potential here for a good relationship. For one, it's telling you to keep an open mind. The cards are telling you to keep an open mind. They're letting you know, or the romance angels, that it's safe for you to love. They're also saying that finances and career or, like, financial issues are a factor in your love life. I don't know if that's on your end or his end. I feel like
his end.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he is having some issues there. There's definitely mutual attraction, and it looks like you two are going to be having lots of heart-to-heart conversations so you can honestly discuss your feelings with each other. It's looking good to me. It's looking like it's going to flourish. Lots of flirting. And then there's something about children. Does he have kids?
No, he doesn't. My kids are grown.
It's saying that your love life is being affected by children, so I don't know. But
oh, it could be, okay, I see. He doesn't have children, so he doesn't understand, you know, even though they're grown, that, I don't know, but there is potential for him to come back into my life again and it to work.
Okay. Well, it's looking good. It's looking like it's headed in the right direction, and you two are going to have a close bond with each other.
Yes.
And
you're right on point.
Thank you. I just read what the cards tell me. it looks like it's going to go well. So
that's good, because we've had a lot of problems the past few years.
Yeah, you know, relationships can definitely have their ups and downs.
Yes, and I haven't talked to him, but I did shoot him a text. I didn't expect to hear, but he called and I missed it, but I guess he'll call back then.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to work out just fine. But thank you for calling. I have to move on to the next caller.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, again, I have another 111 area code.
Oh, Great. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah, I got in. Hi, ma'am. It's Lisa, Arizona.
Hello. What is your question for me today?
Yes. Question is my male friend. Is he making changes in his life right now?
Is he making changes?
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks different from months ago. And I look at him now, and we've been communicating, of course, going through whatever to communicate, because every relationship, nobody's perfect. But it's not a violent thing. It's just talking. No violence, no. But he has been, he's been adding things to his, to better himself. He's been eliminating, he's been changing things about his life. And of course, he's been asking me a lot of deep questions.
So you're wondering if he's making changes in his life?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you already answered that just by what you told me. That, yes, he is making changes in his life. I think he's trying to just better himself, and so he can be the best that he can be for you and for this relationship. The cards I got are, this could be the one. So I think he is a soulmate. And it's the cards are telling you, the cards and the angels, to let go of control issues, allow the situation to unfold naturally. So try not to worry about things so much, and definitely your relationship. Your relationship can lead to marriage. Hello?
Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm just shocked. Wow. Wow. Wow.
But like from what you described, sounds like he's trying to improve himself, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, because some suggestions I tell him, he's doing it, and he's completely, like, changed. He asks me questions. He wants to know, and then he's thinking, and he asks me later or following week, and he didn't do that before.
He's getting serious.
All right, that's good. That's good news. Yay. Valentine reading. Thank you.
Thanks for calling me, and I have to move on to the next caller, but
yes,
feel free to call me again.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks. So the show is going to end in 10 seconds, but I'm going to take the last three callers. 551.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Benita. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are
you? Good. I'm calling to see if the relationship that I'm in now is going anywhere or if there's another person coming in.
Okay. So you're in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
this person, the cards are showing me that it's someone you already know. And they're talking about a reconciliation. So there's probably, you know, I'm thinking there's been problems, arguments maybe, friction between you two. But there will be a reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about also the cards and the angels are talking about a retreat. That it's time to disconnect from the world. Kind of, you know, like unplug from anything digital or the computer and the TV and everything and just kind of be and be with each other. And I also have a card here. It says, let your friends help you. Ask for and accept support from others. And also that this person in your life is worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. Can you ask your question one more time just to make sure that I'm answering you properly?
Yeah, the person that I'm dating now or in a relationship with now, is this the person that I'll continue with or is there another person that comes in to my life?
I'm not seeing or at least in the cards aren't showing me another person. So
okay.
It's gonna likely to be the same person that you're with. But
okay.
You know, the choice is yours, you can change kind of like by changing your mind and maybe leaving this person. I'm sure you will meet somebody new. But it looks like you're likely to stay in this relationship, and that if you do, that things will be okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Okay, 917. Hello? 917?
Hi.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me today?
Hi, I'm calling in regards to, I have a meeting on Thursday, and I'm wondering what you see around that meeting. It's kind of an important meeting, and I'm wondering what you see.
Okay. One second.
Thank
while
you.
I shop them.
Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm sorry, my memory is not good tonight. What was your question about a job?
I have a meeting, an important meeting on Thursday, and I'm wondering if it's going to be good for me, basically, like am I going to get something out of it? Am I going to get acknowledged for, you know, my work and my time? And
yes, you will be acknowledged. It's talking about, the card is the Three of Earth, and it's talking about the power of creativity. Recognition for very high quality work. Be a team player, it says.
Okay.
So you are going to get recognition for your work. And I also got the Five of Card. And
okay.
It's reversed. So the opposite is, the card originally is talking about conflict with others, but since it's reversed, that means that you're going to be getting along with everybody just fine. Things are going to go well.
Okay.
But one thing here is that you are lacking some self-confidence. And
okay.
You're afraid to take action. It's also talking about an illusion of being trapped. So I don't know if that means something to you or not. You don't have to say anything live, but if it's private, but just try to work on building your self-confidence.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, everyone, I went over the time for the show, and that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that I got everybody in, and I think I did. I hope I didn't miss anyone. Again, I wanted to say that, well, first of all, thank you for calling into the show. It's always a pleasure to do your readings. Thank you to the person who donated money to me. Excuse me. Thank you for that. And just as a reminder again, I'm going to make a lot of changes to the show shortly or very soon. I'm thinking about, and you know, it's all on the drawing board right now, but like adding some classes on spirituality, possibly on psychic development, and I'm going to be incorporating some life coaching into the mix along with the psychic readings, and maybe possibly changing the name Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana to a shorter name, something that's easier for people to remember. Possibly changing the logos and getting a website up and running, just a lot of stuff. So just be prepared for a lot of changes on the show and for me to be doing things a little bit differently. I will still be giving psychic readings, though. It's just going to be done a little bit differently. So, again, call on Sunday. I have my show every Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, everybody, take care, and feel free to call into the show next time. All right, bye.